Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
What about the other girl? Yeah.
Now he killed Jerome, Ahaziah, and Jezebel. Basically, he overthrew from the Amri dynasty. Can you make sure Wi-Fi is connected? Good evening. This is Angela. I'm asking calling.
Good evening.
Hi. Yes, who's calling?
Sister Lewis, Sister Shirley.
Oh, hi, Sister Shirley. You got a new number?
Yes, my other phone is not working.
Okay, I know most of my numbers.
Right.
Okay. What is your name? Is this you, me, Mom, and Hubert on the phone? So
all right.
What I'm going to do is go ahead and play second key, 9, and then if no one else joins, we'll decide if we're going to stay on or just pick up next week, okay?
Good of thy Lord, and take this box of oil in thy hand, and go to Ramath Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there, take Uzzah the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Ishi, and go in. And Elisha, the prophet, called one of the children of the prophets, and said unto him, gird up thy loins, and take this box of oil in thine hand, and go to Ramath Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in, and make him arise up from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber, and take the box of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, unto which of all us? And he said, to thee, O captain. And he rose and went into the house. And he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And the dogs that shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his lord, and one said unto him, Is all well? Wherefore came this man fellow to thee? And he said unto them, Ye know the man, and his communication. And they said, It is false, tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. And they hasted, and took every man his garment, and put it under him on the top of the stairs, and blew with trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had kept Ramoth-Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If it be your minds, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to go to tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel. For Joram lay there, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel. And he spied the company of Jehu as he came, and said, I see a company. And Joram said, Take an horseman, and send to meet them, and let him say, Is it peace? So there went one on horseback to meet him, and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu said, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, The messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. Then he sent out a second on horseback, which came to them and said, Thus saith the king, Is it peace? And Jehu answered, What hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, He came even unto them and cometh not again. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he driveth furiously. And Joram said, Make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out against Jehu and met him in the portion of Naboth, the Jezreelite. And it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? Then he answered, What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. And Joram turned his hands and fled, and said to Ahaziah, There is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength, and smote Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then said Jehu to Bidkar, his captain, Take up, and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. Remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, saith the Lord. And I will requite thee in this plat, saith the Lord. Now therefore take and cast him into the plat of ground according to the word of the Lord. But when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house. And Jehu followed after him and said, Smite him also in the chariot. And they did so at the going up to Gur, which is by Ibleam, and he fled to Megiddo and died there. And his servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his sepulcher with his fathers in the city of David. And in the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, began Ahaziah to reign over Judah. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "And Zimri peace, who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trode her underfoot. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, "Go, see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." And they went and buried her. But they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel."
Amen.
Amen. All righty. We did not have anyone else join. I don't think they're going to. Sister Shirley, I think Auntie Dot and Auntie Wileen did share it. So
I'm sorry. Can we say it?
Hi.
I didn't understand what you said.
Okay, I apologize. Auntie Dot and Auntie Carrie were in Augusta visiting Auntie Dot and Auntie Wileen was in Augusta visiting Auntie Carrie and Auntie Betty.
Uh-huh.
So I believe they're on the road back to Atlanta, and I guess Auntie Betty and Carrie just exhausted from entertaining. So nobody has joined. So my question is, do you want to continue and just this four of us move forward, or do you want to just reschedule for next week?
It doesn't matter to me. Did they have roles to play?
They did. They will go quicker. They did, but like I said, I just played that, and it'd just be a shorter call either way. So if you want to proceed, Hubert don't, Mama does, so it sounds like Hubert outnumbered.
All right.
All right. Let's
if Mama see. Does, we'll go ahead.
All righty. All right. Let me get back to my So, Mom, you want to do the opening prayer? Okay, let's just welcome each of us to the Nellum Family Strength Weekly Prayer Program. As always, we are family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Mother, if you would proceed with the opening prayer.
Lord God, help us to discern hopelessness, despair and fear in your people. Give us the understanding and the wisdom to know what we must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help us to remain faithful to you and never change, the never-changing God. We just bless everybody on the prayer line today and amen.
Amen.
Our worship song today is titled Fires, and it's by Jordan St. Cyrus.
told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need, you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you fight for me? You walk me through fire, show me from the rain. If you'll be with me, I won't be afraid. When the soul feels so tired, oh, we're tired, and we feel like I breathe. I want to be fire, cause you're walking with me. I'm changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You brought me through fire, told me far away. If you'll be with me, I'll always be afraid. When the soul feels so tired, oh, we're tired, and we feel like I can't be free. I want to be tired, so walking with you.
Alrighty then, well, let's go ahead and get into our Bible verses or teaching roundtable. Of course, if you don't have any good news to share when I call your name, just say pass. Let's start off with the
coming out of the Book of Psalms. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O man, will you turn my glory into shame How long will you love delusion and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, made me dwell in safety. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. You've got a song for the book.
Song 4.
All righty. Thank you. Next I have Mother, you have a
good one. Yeah, I'm coming out of Luke 15:11-32. Returning home, redeem them. Sometimes when we travel, we miss our exit or make the wrong turn. We find ourselves on the wrong road and we are lost. To be temporarily lost on the road trip is frustrating, but to be lost forever would be devastating. God has chosen a divine course for each of us. Sometimes because of self-will, doubt, heartache, and hardship, we make wrong turns. We find ourselves in trouble and off course. If we were unable to correct our mistakes, leaving us separated from God, it would be tragic. Although we strayed, exhausted ourselves while using our human and finicky effort to find our way back, God stands patiently waiting through the redemption work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We find our way back like the father of the prodigal son. God has made provision for our return to him, and because Jesus Christ died for our sins, mistaken and shortcomings, we can have direct access to our Heavenly Father. God opened his arm and welcomed us home. We are his beloved children, restored to him again. Even the angels in heaven rejoice because we have found our way. Thank God we have been redeemed. Amen.
For that reading, Mother, out of Luke 15. All righty. You can go next, Sister Shirley, if you have anything here to do.
All right. I am coming out of Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 35. And I'm talking about Jesus and his disciples in a storm. And Jesus was asleep. A storm came up, and the waves were so high, and the wind was so strong, and the disciples were really, really afraid. They woke Jesus up, and Jesus came up, and he spoke to the wind, and he spoke to the storm. And the wind and the waves obeyed him. And the disciples, he asked them about their faith. And tonight, I'm wondering about our faith when we are in a storm. But let's listen to the scripture. That evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the east side." So they left the crowd, and his disciples started across the lake with him in the boat. Some other boats followed along. Suddenly, a windstorm struck the lake. Waves started splashing into the boat, and it was about to sink. Jesus was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow, and he was asleep. His disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we are about to drown?" Jesus got up and ordered the wind and the waves to be quiet. The wind stopped, and everything was calm. Jesus asked his disciples, "Why were you afraid? Don't you have any faith?" Now they were more afraid than ever and said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." And this said to me, when my storms come up, nothing is too hard for God. And we just have to hold on to the faith that he loves us and he's with us at all times. He will take care of us. Amen.
Okay, I will go next, and I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 1:18-31. I'm just going to read verse 18. "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And I'm going to read a caption here about the foolishness of the cross. "The preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ is foolishness to those who look at it with the natural eye and conventional wisdom. Things of the Spirit have always appeared foolish to casual observers who lack spiritual insight and discernment. Imagine how ridiculous Noah must have appeared to his perishing generation as he labored to build the ark. And in the midst of his toil, sent the alarm, 'It's gonna rain.' And oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Oh, what of the descendants of Jacob who, after being delivered from bondage in Egypt, walked across the Red Sea on dry land on their way to the promised land, but complained every step of the way? God sent venomous snakes into their camp to destroy the grumblers. The only cure for those who repented was to look upon a bronze snake. Look upon a bronze snake lifted up on a pole. Many perished because they perceived this action. One could only surmise that it appeared no less ludicrous to overseers and slave masters to hear men and women who were laboring under gravely oppressive conditions singing spiritual songs, engaging in fervent prayer, and uniting in joyous worship. In later years, many scoffed again at peaceful protests and freedom marches. What remains hidden from the eyes of unbelievers, even those who are thought wise by the world, is that the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ is not just over us on Calvary. No. The salvation that God offers is not just other world. The one is on a deathbed, but an urgent and perfect for today, ever-present help in trouble. The wise and prudent who lack spiritual discernment still perish. Those who have the mind of Jesus can receive insight." Yeah. All right. So we're going to
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Sister Shirley.
Hey, I don't know what's going on, but something's wrong with these lines, and I can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, it dropped off, and then we called back in. Then I tried to call you, and it wouldn't even let me dial you. It could fuck them out of 10-digit months.
Something's wrong with the lines here, because I'm not getting good feedback.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And I can't use my cell phone, so I don't know what it is.
No problem. We'll go ahead and finish. We were at a sick and shut in. Was there anyone we need to add or remove from the list? Okay. I do want to add my daughter's husband, Chris Hamilton. He lost a dear friend this week just suddenly while they were at a basketball practice game. His blood sugar went up to 575, and he just passed out, and they were unable to resuscitate him. So this was a very dear friend of my son-in-law, and it just to sit there and be there and watch that also just compounded the grief. So just want to keep him in prayer.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is we took my daughter to the hospital probably 2-3 weeks ago, and her sugar level was up to 400. So the reality of how close she could have dealt with the same situation also compounded their grief as well, just thinking through that. Yeah, so I do want to add them on our sick and shut-in list, just keeping them in prayer. Of course, we still have Loretta Simmons and Sister Shirley. I don't know if you know, but Mom went there to take care of Loretta for almost 3-4 weeks. But she actually is not doing as well as we were thinking. So Mom brought her back here, and we're taking care of her, providing around-the-clock care.
All right.
Yeah, and we do have her scheduled for a doctor's appointment on Tuesday. We're just keeping her in prayer that we're able to get her the support and care that she needs, and she continues to get stronger each day. She has some good days and some, you know, then some weak days, but she was not as in good a shape as she was sharing with us or that the feedback we were getting. We're just going to continue to keep her in prayer. And
Yes,
and truly miss her on the call. And then we still have Auntie Dot. I understand Auntie Dot went to the hospital yesterday for pain, but I guess she's doing okay today. She's still in pain, but she drove down to see her sisters anyway. She said, well, I was going to be sitting at home in pain, so what's the point of not sitting at home and enjoying my family?
All right.
And I like that approach.
And Candace said they put pain on the phone.
Oh, Now, I need to add Carrie then. Carrie having sympathy pain.
Wow.
We're going to continue, and we'll just add Carrie and Aunt, right along with her husband, A.C. Willie, Cody. And we have Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Tompkins, and Sophia. And then I just put on here for our youth that are at risk, and I'm keeping my grand boys in prayer, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer, just for mental stability and not allowing the devil to control, because that's his target these days is our young people. The next person, we still have Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, and we also have you, Sister Shirley and family. And we will continue to have the Lowe family, which is Hubert Lowe, Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and just all of our friends and family for the loss that we had in 2022. And then we have Sister Vicki Hoffman, and we also have Sister Marilyn Tompkins. She is my ex-sister-in-law who is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, breast cancer. And it just sounds like the doctors can do no more for her. So we just continue to pray for her, even if she is transitioning to a better place where she's no pain. But, again, just keeping her in prayer.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and say our normal prayer, but I did want to kind of give an update on everybody that was still on the list. Because you bow your head. God, you know us so well. You created us. You know the number of hairs on our heads, and you even know the thoughts conceived in our hearts before we even vocalize them, Father. You've told us to come to you and ask for every need of life. You are our Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and you have the final word on our destiny, the number of years we live and serve you on this earth. So we're coming to you today longing to hear from you and asking for your divine healing. There's so much we don't understand about life, but we do know that with one touch, one word, you can make us whole. Please forgive us for our sins, cleanse us for our unrighteousness, and begin our healing from the inside out. And Father God, while we're sick, and those our friends and family are sick and struggling through this trial, just strengthen us from a what if faith to a no matter what faith. And no matter what, we choose to honor you and give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. So now we are on our birthdays. For some reason, I didn't prepare for this. And we're talking about the 15th through the 21st. Look at my calendar. That is January 15th to the 21st. Of course, we have Martin Luther King's birthday on today. And the country will be celebrating that on tomorrow. We have, here, but I got Marianne on the 20th, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, birthday. And we have Edward Johnson on the 18th. We have Siobhan on the 21st. Let me finish and then ask. We have Zoe on the 18th. We have Carolyn Lewis on the 16th. Oh, my son-in-law's birthday is coming up on the 20th. And we have Deborah Williams on the 21st. Quite a few birthdays. Now, Mom, who were you talking about? No. Dante's on the 28th. Baby name. Dylan. I don't see him on my list. But either or, quite a few birthdays. Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor in singing the birthdays to our recipients?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. We do love you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Beautiful. All righty. Now we're next to our next round where we share a testimony, a poem, or song, or a praise report, or if you have another Bible verse you would like to share. If not, just say pass. I'm going to start off with you, Deacon Hubert Lowe.
Yeah, I have a prayer I want to read out of the Red Prayer Book. Oh, God, we come to you in both humble faith and in prayer. We come and we lay before your feet our every burden and care. Hear us, gracious God, our cry to you. Hear us as we pray. Save us and strengthen us. I know you are abiding in me each day. You, O God, are our rock. You are our shelter and our mighty fortress. our comfort in time of sorrow, our peace in time of pain and distress. Oh, our God, we trust in you. On your divine promises, we shall stand firmly. We bring to you, we know we are safe and secure in the palm of your mighty hand. Be our protection from the assault and attack from the enemy and from sin. And when our spirit goes weary, let your word and spirit revive us again. Oh, my God, we trust in you. We call daily upon your blessed holy name. Let not our faith and trust in you be put to shame. Praise the Lord. We will trust in you to keep us strong. Guide us, O Lord, and keep us from all sin and wrong thinking. O our God, we trust in you to keep us and hold us in your loving arms. You, Lord Jesus, look upon our soul when we are in trouble. You search our soul, O Lord, to see if we are truly humble by our sin and made better by our affliction. We trust you, Lord Jesus, to bring us through every danger and deliverance until we are delivered from death, our last enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. In God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we have Mother.
I'm going to read coming out of Jonah 4:1-11 said, open up. Jonah was exclusive, but God was inclusive. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God wanted Jonah to feed the world pain. Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer categories rather than collision. We prefer comfort zone, and we harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, it's my way or no way, or the highway, my church, my dominion, my theological, my style, my crew, and my God. But clearly, there is enough for God to go around. Into our world of comfort, God may send a worm to enroll it from root to stem. And while that worm is on the pole, it may cut away and our shadow containing our choice in clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which will you choose? Amen.
Amen.
What is it?
Jonah. Oh, 1 minute.
All righty. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Proverbs 12:18. There is that speaketh like the prison of a sword, but the tongue is of the wise is help. The inspiration around that is words are powerful. They can pierce others with hate, contempt, judgment, and scorn, or they can lift others up with encouragement, compassion, guidance, and understanding. God calls us to put away our reckless words that inflict wounds. Instead, he leaves us to use our words wisely so that we may be agents of healing, love, and grace. And in prayer, Lord, we confess the times that we have been careless with words that have wounded others. Help us to repair that damage that we've done. Give us the wisdom to discern our words carefully,
Fill our hearts with your compassion and grace so that we may speak the truth in love and heal others with words of wisdom and encouragement. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Next, Sister Shirley.
Yes, I have a praise report. I have been under weather since last May. I have not been able to drive my car, so the only places I go is to the doctor, and my daughter takes me to the commissary. But last Friday, I had home therapy come in, and they are doing occupational therapy and physical therapy. So I have therapy this week coming up. I have therapy every day. So I am encouraged. I think I'm doing better. I'm not able to drive, but hopefully by the end of my therapy, I will be able to drive and be able to get out and go. I haven't been to my church, and it gets depressing, but Bible study, prayer meeting really, really helps a lot. And I'm so thankful for the technology that we have now. I am able to enjoy my church services on Facebook and my Bible studies on Zoom, and it's just a blessing. And I thank God that, you know, things are as well as they are, and I look forward to when I'm able to get out and visit and be with other people again.
Amen.
Continue to keep me in prayer.
Amen. Well, it's good to hear that things are getting better. That's excellent.
Yes.
Amen. Thanks for the update. All righty. Before we go into our closing, and Huber, you are the closing prayer. Unless that was last week. Well, you can do it this week, too. let's go ahead and assign parts for next week. I guess I'll go ahead and be prepared to do the 2 Kings 10 reading. Anybody want to volunteer for the opening prayer?
I'll do the opening prayer.
Okay, Sister Shirley. So, Mom, you do the closing prayer? All righty. And May. All right, I'm going to switch it around a little bit here, but I'm going to play our last worship song, and then I'm going to play maybe 3 minutes of it, and then you can come back with closing prayer and just close it out, okay? Oh, the title of the song is Hold On, Change Is Coming by Sound of the Blackness.
Hold on, change is coming.
If you can go ahead and close us out in prayer. Come on.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our and worship before you. Wait a minute. To hear our Heavenly Father voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and in seeking truth. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe this was a beautiful session because there was more than two gathered, and we know that God was in our presence. Just want to thank each of you for attending, and we just hope that the Holy Spirit fills us up again for another session to share our love and devotion to one another, and everyone just have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
Amen. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.